This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Ting, an attorney letter to Ray G. Shirley. Ray G. is R-A-E-G-I Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, of the firm Lee, Castle & Fagley, address on file. Dear Ms. Shirley, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Donisha Moore, please note the following medical letter, period. Donisha is D-O-N-E-S-H-A, Moore, M-O-O-R-E-R. That's M-O-O-R-E-R. On June 24th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is an old patient from my family practice that was seen in my family practice on September 9th, 2016, period. I treated her extensively for a prior automobile accident that occurred on September 4th, 2014, period. I therefore am very familiar with the patient and very familiar with her previous difficulties, period. Back in 2016, I treated her for injuries to the cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and bilateral shoulder areas with multi-level bulging discs in the lumbar area, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 39-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 190 pounds, who is involved in an MVA on May 7th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver and was rear-ended, period. She hit her head on the steering wheel and was jerked, period. She had immediate pain in her neck and both shoulders, period. She was driving a 2019 BMW vehicle, period. She was hit by another BMW vehicle, period. In relationship to her neck pain, she continues to have pain and diminished range of motion. She was told that she had a whiplash injury, period. She was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. It is a constant aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms to the fingers, period. This has aggravated her prior pain, period. She was having very mild pain prior to this automobile accident, but this auto accident of May 7th, 2022 aggravated her pre-existing pain by approximately 60%, period. She has increased headaches. However, she had some prior to this automobile accident, but they are also 60% worse, period. New paragraph. The patient has bilateral shoulder pain with diminished range of motion, period. Her right is greater than her left, period. She was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. The pain is constant and described as a heaviness, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both elbows, period. She states her shoulder pain is 50 to 60% worse, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was approximately one day after the accident. She was seen at Eskenazi Emergency Room. She was given an exam and medication, period. A couple weeks later, she saw her family doctor at Eskenazi Blackburn Clinic, period. She was seen a few times and referred to physical therapy, as well as chiropractic care and neurology, period. She had some neck injections at Eskenazi, as well as physical therapy, period. Neurology discussed a pinched nerve in her neck, and injections were offered but deferred, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma, walking over a block, comma, standing 10 minutes, comma, sitting over 20 minutes, comma, sports, doing a treadmill, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicine for migraine, comma, naproxen, comma, pain medicine, comma, and muscle relaxers, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, headache medicines, comma, exercises, comma, chiropractic care, and she is presently seeking chiropractic care, comma, and a back brace, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history is a tummy tuck. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals an automobile accident, as I previously mentioned, on September 4th, 2014. That was treated by myself to the neck, mid-back, low-back, shoulders with bulging lumbar disc and persistent pain, period. This automobile accident of May 7th, 2022 has aggravated her neck by 60% and the bilateral shoulders by 50 to 60%, period. Her headaches are worse and more frequent, period. The patient has had no prior injuries to her neck and shoulders other than the 2014 automobile accident, period. The patient has not been in any serious prior auto accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of a cosmetologist. She is presently a healthcare provider, period. She missed 1 week of work initially, but she had her close her business because her hands were shaky and unable to use the tattoo gun and sharp tweezers for work on the eyes, period. She closed her business 7 to 8 months after the automobile accident, and she is presently managing a business that does not involve agility, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. On my medical report from the prior September 4th, 2014 automobile accident, MRI of the lumbar spine, February 18th, 2016, showed central canal and bilateral foraminal stenosis, period. At L2-L3, there was a mild diffuse disc bulge, period. At L3-4, there was a mild diffuse disc bulge, period. At L4-5, there is diffuse disc bulge, period. At L5-S1, there is diffuse disc bulge, period. End of report. Eskenazi emergency room report, May 9th, 2022, presents to the emergency department for evaluation of neck pain status post-MVC times 2 days ago, period. Patient states she was a driver when she got rear-ended by another vehicle, period. Endorses hitting her head on the steering wheel during the accident, period. They did an examination under medical decision-making. They state patient presenting with spasm-like neck pain status post-MVC 2 days ago, period. Will prescribe Xanaflex for muscle spasm, period. Final diagnosis 1, cervical strain acute. Number 2, exam following MVC, period. Also, upon review of the medical records, June 1st, 2022, primary care note, she reports spasm, tension if she turns her head. She has some light sensitivity and headaches, worse since MVA. Diagnosis 1, neck pain. 2, post-traumatic headache. 3, muscle spasm. Refer to physical therapy, period. End of that report. August 15th, 2022, Eskenazi Health. Physical therapy. Patient reports no change overall. She continues to experience muscle spasms and tenderness, period. August 29th, 2022, Eskenazi. She had a neuro scan last Thursday. His follow-up with PCP, period. End of report. Neurology clinic, August 24th, 2023. Patient reports neck pain 3 to 4 days a week, can last hours, period. She has headaches 2 times a week, lasting 15 to 60 minutes, period. Pain in the bilateral frontal regions, period. Constant photophobia assessment, headache disorder, neck pain, period. End of report. Blackburn Primary Care, August 30th, 2023, referred to physical therapy and anesthesia for pain, period. Eskenazi Health Rehab, September 27th, 2023, diagnosis, neuroforaminal stenosis, cervical spine. End of report. November 30th, 2023, Eskenazi Neurosurgery, presents with neuropathy, neck pain, and paresthesias, period. She has migraines, period. Patient's shoulder continues with referral, period. Patient prescribed Topamax for headaches, period. Neurosurgery note, February 29th, 2024. Assessment 1, neuropathy, 2, headache disorder, 3, neck pain, 4, paresthesias, period. Patient continue with exercises from physical therapy. Nerve conduction study was done May 7th, 2024. May 30th, 2024, neurology. MRI of the cervical spine showed a left neuroforaminal narrowing. EMS shows bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, period. End of report. Eskenazi Rehab, June 26, 2024. She had to stop seeing cosmetic patients due to inability to be in flex position for 2 to 3 hours, period. She is now just doing home care, period. End of report. Primary care note, August 19th, 2024, recommend chiro referral, period. August 21st, 2024, chiropractic note, has noted 3 to 4 headaches per week in our linked, so cervical, our linked, period. Just leave it that way. Diagnosis, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical, comma, thoracic, comma, lumbar, sacral region, period. 2, episodic tension type headaches. 3, thoracic myofascial strain. 4, strain of the lumbar region. 5, bilateral sacroiliitis, period. End of report. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary as it relates to the automobile accident of May 7th, 2022, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today by me, the patient had unrelated scars in the skin of the horizontal lower abdomen and left upper thigh due to prior tummy tuck, period. ENT examination was negative other than photosensitivity, period. P pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period, extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination had a normal thyroid. There was paravertebral muscle spasm with loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve. There's heat and tenderness in the cervical area, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical area with flexion diminished at 22%, comma, extension by 20%, comma, side bending by 14% on the left, comma, 16% on the right, comma, decreased rotation lacking 24 degrees on the left, comma, and 32 degrees on the right, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic and lumbar regions had mild paravertebral muscle spasm. There was slightly diminished range of motion in the lumbar area, period. Examination of the right shoulder had diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 46 degrees, comma, extension 14 degrees, comma, abduction by 46 degrees, comma, adduction by 22 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 24 degrees, comma, and external rotation by 26 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the right shoulder, period. Examination of the left shoulder revealed diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 78 degrees, comma, extension 18 degrees, comma, abduction ABD 44 degrees, comma, adduction ADD 20 degrees, comma, internal rotation 22 degrees, comma, and external rotation 24 degrees, period. There was diminished strength and palpable tenderness as well as heat and crepitance of the left shoulder, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the bilateral hands as well as diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical strain, comma, trauma, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy. 2, bilateral shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. 3, post-traumatic cephalgia with aggravation, period. The above diagnoses are all a re-aggravation of the prior automobile accident of September 4th, 2014, that I personally have treated her for, period. To quantitate these injuries, it is my feeling that the cervical injury is 60% worse and the shoulder bilateral injuries are 50 to 60% worse compared to the prior automobile accident that I have treated her for, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, there is a permanency to both the neck and bilateral shoulders. It is more prevalent and this permanency is a result of the automobile accident of May 7th of 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient by her doctors was advised that she will need ongoing physical therapy or chiropractic care, period. The patient appears to be doing better with chiropractic care, and she is presently experiencing this 1 to 2 times a week, period. This will need to be ongoing, period. She was advised that she may need some injections in her neck, but she did defer this at the present time, period. Estimated cost of these injections in the future would be $3,500, period. Ongoing medications, both prescription and over-the-counter, would be $115 a month for the remainder of her life period. A 10 unit will cost $500 period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.